This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll get into the top stories of the day in Kansas City. This audio is courtesy of Diana Rossini of ESPN.
I have reached out to the Eagles. They have told me we're happy with the men we have on our team right now. So, again, everybody says the same thing to me. Right now, this can all change. The Chiefs right now, from what I can gather, are not in. Could that change? Yes. The Seattle Seahawks at this point are not in. This could change, though.
Are we seeing anyone report that the Chiefs are in on Jalen Ramsey?
You sound like a robot. No, but I haven't seen anybody. It seems like, well, the fans are, and you are, and I am, and BK is. It seems really obvious, but for some reason, no, it seems like a lot of the talking heads are anti-Jalen Ramsey to the Chiefs.
I wouldn't even call it talking heads. Like, I don't think that's what Therese is. I think Therese is a reporter. Like, Therese is reporting that the Chiefs aren't that interested, that they're not going to really press hard. Jeff Chedid, I wouldn't consider him a talking head. He's a reporter saying they're not that in. Nate Taylor saying the exact same thing. Diana Rossini from ESPN, a reporter, saying the exact same thing. Like,
she's not a talking head. She's a reporter.
Like, show me somebody that's reporting that the Chiefs are that interested in him. Like, I haven't seen the interest I would anticipate it for Jalen Ramsey. If you had told me at the beginning of the season that Jalen Ramsey would be available and the Chiefs have the capital and the cap space to go get him, that seems like a player they would be interested in. Everybody that knows anything about it is telling you the opposite. Like, yeah, they're not in right now. Now, obviously, things can change. I do want to know, and I wish Therese could have maybe, like, answered it a little bit better. And I understand that he's, like, reporting and all that kind of stuff. I wonder if it's the fit that the Chiefs run a lot of zone and he wants to play man. I wonder if it's his personality and questions about fit in the locker room, or I wonder if it's due that not only do you have to trade the draft pick compensation, he's also going to want a new contract at the end of the season. Like, I wish we had a little bit better understanding of why exactly they're not in on Jalen Ramsey.
My concern would be more the draft compensation you'd be giving up opposed to him coming into a locker room. My concern for that is a zero on a scale of 1 to 10. You're coming into a locker room that has Super Bowl aspirations, that has leadership, veteran leadership on both sides of the ball, that has Andy Reid as the head coach, and Jalen Ramsey would be going from a situation where his team is 0-2 with no hope of probably even making the playoffs, quarterbacked by Gardner Minshew, to a team that thinks they're going to win the Super Bowl, quarterbacked by Patrick Mahomes. You talk about a guy that would be motivated. You would think this would be the exact situation that he would want to land in.
Yeah, the draft pick compensation is substantial, and then you factor. So I wonder if teams like the Eagles and the Seahawks and the Chiefs are not in it for, if we just had to trade the draft pick compensation, maybe that's something we would consider. But we also know that at the end of the season, Jalen Ramsey is going to demand a new contract. Like, he's going to be in the exact same situation that Ezekiel Elliott is in. He's going to still be under contract, but I don't think he's coming to work unless you give him a new contract. So I wonder if it's a, hey, this is what you guys want. We're not interested in doing it, but if the price changes anytime, call us back and we can do so. Like Jeff Chedid's report that says, unless something changes like the contract, we're not interested in Jalen Ramsey. I think it comes off like a majority of it is the contract, and we just don't want to pay him that much money. Because he's going to get what? $595? Like, he's going to get paid like Michael Thomas, Odell Beckham.
A decision could come down here really quick, and I mean really quick, on Jalen Ramsey wherever he goes, because they play on Thursday night. And I would be surprised if he's not traded by then, if he suits up for Jacksonville. Something tells me they'll have him on the sidelines in street clothes, because at that point, what do you have to gain? Another thing we probably haven't given enough credit to is this is probably an either-or for the Chiefs going forward. It's not Jalen Ramsey and Chris Jones. It's Jalen Ramsey or Chris Jones. And to me, that's a no-brainer. Chris Jones is a really good football player, still on a rookie contract. Same thing with Jalen Ramsey. But Jalen Ramsey is much more established. He might be the best cornerback in all of football. So if we're talking about having one or the other for the next 3 or 4 years, I just as well assume I have Jalen Ramsey.
Let's go around the room. Do you think Jalen Ramsey plays Thursday for Jacksonville?
No, I don't.
I don't. I think he might still be on the roster, but I don't think he's active on Thursday night.
I do think he plays.
The way that things have been going down with these trades, like Minkah Fitzpatrick, he wanted to trade, and then 72 hours later, he was gone. Antonio Brown wanted to trade, and like the next day, he was a Patriot. These things happen really quick in the NFL. It's a 16-game schedule. It's a very fluid process. So either he gets traded or he doesn't play. But if you're Jacksonville, why in the hell would you play him? Best-case scenario, what? Worst-case scenario, Earl Thomas, he breaks his leg and you don't get anything back for him. So I'd be shocked if he's in a Jacksonville uniform and playing on Thursday night.
BK, correct me if I'm wrong here. When was the last time that scenario that you guys have presented happened? Maybe I'm missing a player.
This is just a really unique situation because like a lot of what we're talking about right now, a player that is 24 years old, is on his rookie deal, still has 2 years left on that rookie deal, and is an all-pro corner. Like, all of this is unprecedented. What we're talking about right now is ridiculous. Jalen Ramsey shouldn't be available. This guy should never become available because in the NFL, when you go to your team, you're typically there for at least the first 4 years. And when you're a first-round pick, you're typically there, if you're good, for the first 5 years. Things are changing in the league now. So, like, as much as I'm with you, we haven't seen much of evidence of this in the past.
BK, I hope the Chiefs recognize what you do.
This in the past.
I hope the Chiefs recognize that this is a Haley's Comet situation that comes along once in a however long Haley's Comet comes around, and they've got the money available. They've got the position of need. We were talking about this earlier. There's not that many holes on this team. Offensively, they're as close to perfect as you can get. On the defense, they've made a lot of moves, free agent trade, and the draft. The only real glaring hole is at cornerback, and the best cornerback in the NFL somehow, some way, is available. What am I missing here?
Well, two things. Let's finish the conversation we were just having. I can't name the player. Like, asking for the trade and them saying, all right, hey, even though you're under contract for us, we're going to just make you inactive until we make the trade. If the Chiefs aren't in the trade, the Eagles aren't in the trade, and the Seahawks are in the trade, teams we think are playoff kind of teams, if they're not willing to give that compensation, Jalen Ramsey's not getting traded in the next 48 hours. Like, they played Thursday night football. It's Tuesday. Jalen Ramsey is not getting traded in the next 2 days if the teams that make the most sense, Seattle would make a lot of sense. Kansas City would make a lot of sense. The Eagles make a lot of sense.
There were reportedly, though, offers. Like, there was the report that there's an NFC team that sent out a player and a first-round pick and an AFC team that's like a first-round pick and a fifth-round
pick. There's going to be 25 teams that are interested after 2 weeks in Jalen Ramsey.
But if they're asking for if they're asking for two ones and your best offer is a one and a three, then I'm not doing it. Like, if I'm selling my MacBook for $1,000 and you tell me you give me $600, but the price is $1,000, unless I get $1,000 or $900, I'm not selling it. So if you're steadfast on, I'm not negotiating with you about Jalen Ramsey unless I get two number one picks, and you call me and say, hey, I'm interested, but I've got a one and a four, well, that's not the price. So the Chiefs maybe have called about Jalen Ramsey, but hey, we're not doing that. We're happy to give you the one. We're not giving you two number ones. That's what it seems like. I mean, these are smart organizations. Seattle won a Super Bowl recently. The Eagles won a Super Bowl recently. The Chiefs, a Super Bowl caliber team. Three teams we just heard on the record from Diana Rossini, the same person that talked about the compensation, says they're not interested. Therese says they're not interested. Who is interested in Jalen Ramsey? Like, who do we think has put who's put a solid offer that comes close to what we think Jacksonville is asking for Jalen Ramsey? Because those teams would make the most amount of sense.
If I'm the Chiefs, I sweeten the pie a little bit and recognize that this type of player does not come along very often and that you could really use him. We make the comparison a lot to Johnny Cueto. That's what this is. This is the get you over the hump, and it's just right there for the Chiefs to make. So if I'm them, sometimes you have to overpay for things, man, in football and in life. It's like when you're out at Arrowhead Stadium. Nachos shouldn't cost $14, but you don't have another choice. If you're in Las Vegas and you want to sleep in a room, you got to pay $200 for a hotel room. Sometimes you get overcharged. So if I'm the Chiefs, I recognize just how badly I need a cornerback. You don't need to get the best cornerback in football to win a Super Bowl, but it's pretty nice if you can, and that guy's actually available. We keep having the conversation about the same name, Xavier Howard and Patrick Peterson. Maybe. That's a big maybe. That's a big if. Those guys are going to come available. Jalen Ramsey actually is available right now.
And to kind of go back to your point about how it would be surprising if they held him out in this game, I'm with you, but it kind of reminds me of the conversation that we were having this offseason about Patrick Mahomes. Like, we look to history for all of what we're going to see in the future, right? And I'm with you on that. I do that a lot. Sometimes there's just no precedent for it. And in this situation, correct me if you guys think I'm wrong here, I can't think of a precedent not just for him not playing on Thursday, but for everything we're seeing. We're 2 weeks into the season. Like, it's not like we're in week eight and the trade deadline is this weekend and all of a sudden an all-pro cornerback becomes available. That maybe has happened before, and most of the time that guy's like 31 or 32. We're talking about a guy who's 24 years old in the second week of the NFL season, a former and probably future all-pro level player who's going to become the highest paid cornerback in the NFL becoming available because he demanded a trade. None of this has any precedent, just like none of what we were talking about this summer with Patrick Mahomes had any precedent. So it's hard for me to answer your question with anything firm of when was the last time we've seen this. I don't know, because I don't know that we've ever seen this situation happen before.
I guess my point is, I think what you're describing happens way more in the NBA, like with Anthony Davis, that in the NFL, if you're going to be healthy and you're not holding out, teams just play you. It was clear that Seattle was shopping Earl Thomas. They supposedly had a deal on the table with the Kansas City Chiefs. As long as Earl Thomas was going to keep showing up to the facility, they were going to keep playing Earl Thomas until the moment they trade him. Minkah Fitzpatrick asked for a trade. He very easily could have got hurt on Sunday and then lost all the value of the first-round pick. They still played Minkah Fitzpatrick. NFL teams, if you're able-bodied, they just play you. So and Ramsey reported today. They had him do a press conference and all that kind of stuff. Jacksonville's not acting like he's going to be inactive this week. And based on the information we have right now, they're not training in the next 48 hours. I think it's a pretty clear yes that Jalen Ramsey is going to play, but it is going to be something to track. Coming up in 2 minutes, don't turn that dial. We will get into the top stories of the day in Kansas City. It is The Drive.
The Drive, weekdays 2 to 6.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.